With y'all crazy, we crazy, we crazy. With y'all bikini, yeah, what we going to do?
But me no girl full room, can't shoot pool now, and y'all I go get slow.
Houses and babies, flowers and roses, pretty girl fashion models too.
Black to shoot, take a Jamaica, Kingston, Brooklyn, Nostrand Avenue.
Up on the rhythm, feel it under your skin.
Catch with the expression and show the feeling.
Hot, hot girl, hot all when winter is in.
Stay physical, them living at the gym.
Girl, and anorexia make your body look slim. Ha. Still a mash up it, so everything is everything.
Just when you're stacking every dollar to the brim. Walk for yourself, you know, feel me searching. Me know them feel like you don't own a thing. What about the mansion that you're living in, eh? Pool big like the ocean, go dive and swim. Go hard.
Them say we crazy, we crazy, we crazy. With girl bikini, yeah, what we going to do?
But me no girl full room, can't shoot pool now. And girl, I go get slow.
Houses and babies, flowers and roses. Pretty girl fashion models too.
Flat to shoot, take a Jamaica, Kingston, Brooklyn, Nostrand Avenue.
A girl make neck bro, turn it up, and I forget one mommy sum it up.
And you look good in your jeans, sex appeal screams, and every man headlight and beam. Now every girl in the old wood like know the deal. Brooklyn hustle down shall not steal. Your designer down from your head to your heel, and everything.
Sounds of the Gargamel round here, Bujo Banton. Yes, mix up with Sean Paul, the general round here. Yeah, man, tracking title crazy. So we're gonna go and take a little crazy break, and we'll see you back in two for the big interview with Sean Paul, man, talking about his new album Live and Living, round here exclusive to Australia. Yes, man, we'll see you back in two. So massive. Your boy DJ Rags is back around here, man, on the dancehall and ting, courtesy of our home base, Fresh 927. And then we go out on our syndicated show, which is slamradio.co.uk, 93.0 over there in London City on a Wednesday, 7 till 9 p.m. So we know you've been waiting. It's been advertised all week. The man like Sean Paul coming in and saying massive shouts out to his Australian crew. So as we take down this one here, and Sean Paul should come in and introduce his own interview. Yeah, man, it's big like that.
Bless them, and there ain't no stress in it. Don't know this is Sean Party Girls, them overall. Bigging up all Australian massive locked in to the DJ Rags and DJ Kurt on the dance hall and ting radio. You know what I mean? You don't know Sean Paul got to be slow. Hey, yo, it's a TV show as well. Letting them know all is well. Blessing them for true. Bless them.
Okay, so here on the dancehall and ting with your boy DJ Rags. Yeah, man, you know, say we bring you those big interviews, and man, it doesn't get much bigger than this right now. But even beforehand, it's huge, you know? General, respect.
Yes, indeed. Big up, big up, big up.
We're here in Australia, one of the furthest reaches of the world, and we broke the album last night on the show, you know.
And how was it received, sir?
It's been going down. Everyone's loving the one with Busy Signal. Boom.
Yeah.
The ladies are loving that one.
Respect. we were sure that was going to be that boom was going to be a boom. So we said first single, you know, first official single.
And you know, the feedback on the IG and a few others has been, yeah, it's been very positive, you know?
Give thanks, brother, give thanks. I mean, we work hard to bring you a good album. We have two ready this year. One for that just dropped, it's called Live and Living. It's a more hardcore dancehall one. And then the next one now, named Scorcher, and that coming out in May. And that's more, that's more of a poppy approach. You still have hardcore dancehall songs on there, but reason being, I had so much songs, I was going to put out a few singles last year, and then through the whole lockdown, I kind of didn't do nothing for about 5 months, and then decided to go back to the studio to kind of put them all back together, and then I thought, yo, you know, this is a nice album, so spoke to Island Records, and they were like, yeah, man, put out that March, and we will put out the other one where they have in thing there. So this is actually my album, Dirty Rock Productions. We are kind of coming out on my label. So the other one is Island album. Same way, both of them are my music and for the people, you know what I mean?
All right, we'll get into that quick. So how did the concept of the album come around after, you know, 5.5 years, 6 years since the last album?
You know, as I said, early last year, I was going to put out some, what you call, dancehall singles in our genre.
Yeah.
And then also put out this album. I released a single called Calling On Me with Tove Lo.
Yes.
And then, so all that work has been there and ready. And then, you know, the lockdown's happened, and I thought, well, let me not put out this right now. And we stayed and we waited. And then after the 5 months, I started to do more work. And then, so this album came about when I just kind of decided to just say, let me not just put out singles alone, but let me put out an album for my own self. Basically, I just feel like it's time for more hardcore dancehall music as well. So
everybody that is a big name in dancehall is on the album, you know? Was the intention to be fully inclusive, or as the saying goes, give as many people as strength as possible?
Yeah, right about now, my vibe is like about unity is the best community. You know, the album is called Live and Living. For all those who say that dancehall music is dead because of the numbers and we're not selling anymore, we're not on the radio stations anymore. It's also called Live and Living to remind myself that, yo, you know, you live and you live it. You know, even in this pandemic, we have to kind of remind ourselves and give ourselves positive affirmations. So that's what this album is about, the unity, you know what I mean? A question was asked to me if I wouldn't do verses, and I said, nah, it reminds me of Clash. And they were like, why remind you of Clash? And Clash is a good thing in your culture. And I'm like, yeah, but especially right now with this pandemic going on and so much violence going on, I kind of wanted to be the change. And I was already putting this album together.
Right.
So I didn't want to go and do a versus battle against somebody in my own genre. You know, Bob Marley paved this whole big highway for me to walk on. And then what am I doing with this attention that I have? I'm going to clash somebody. You know, I mean, to me, I didn't want to show them that. I believe in word, sound, power. I believe in, you know, also music is a mission, not a competition. I believe in, you know, big up Cape Town for that statement there, and big up Super Cat who said, you know, I build champion, I don't kill champion. So same way, same reason. I think most of these artists that are on there are talented artists, or anybody who does go against each other and clash. And they're signed by different record labels, and the record labels make most of the money. And the artist makes a little bit of the money, but we're the one they're putting in the trenches. So to me, even though it's a big part of the culture, it's a negative part right now. And also it does give us the MC, them, the dancer, DJ, them a great amount of skill, because you have to be ready if somebody does come for you.
Sure.
But at the same point in time, I think there's a bigger picture too, you know, Beanie and Bunty carried that part of the culture for a long time. So the Cartel and Mavada, but there's other people who kind of went around all that and didn't have to clash. We can look at people like myself, Shaggy, Kaffee, Shensia, Charlie Blacks, Egyptian, Serrani. All of them have been added to radio stations. All of them stream very well. All of them don't really clash. So I think the focus of the whole culture has been on clashing as the fulcrum, or as the focal point. It really, there's a bigger picture, and I'm just trying to paint that picture with me working together with Skilly Bang and Massacre and Intense on the same album, Squash, and people like Govey, and then doing work with people who I revere. You know, Left Side, who's a great artist, producer, and engineer. Same thing with Suko from War 21. Great artist, great producer, great engineer. DeMarco builds one of the tracks for me, the final track with me and Massacre and Skilly Ben called Everest. And he's a great artist and producer and engineer also. Then I work with the people who are revering the business. Busy Signal, Bujo Bantan, he's a hero to me. People like, you know, who can I say, Mafado and Serrani, War 21, Suko. So all of this kind of vibe is just a basically a unified picture of what dancehall is that I've tried to paint for people. You know, the traditional sound are in songs like Boom and also Spaceship with me and Suko. But then you have the new type of song with the song called Everest or the song with Skill with Intense. That one is called Real Steel. It's kind of a newer sound. So, I think that is a good picture. You know what I mean? There's a lot of people who I revere and would have worked with also, such as, I just call his name, Charlie Blacks, you know, Conscience, Cranium. But we'll probably do another piece of work like this later on and see if we can put that one together. But, you know, just trying to show the unity and trying to build it. Often when I speak to Shaggy or Junior Gang or Big Up to Junior Gang is on both albums, by the way. So what comes up in our conversation is that dancehall don't do enough collabs. True. You don't. The bigger players don't do it enough. One of my biggest tunes in the early days was a collab with Mr. Vegas. Yeah, I think that so the album is just a good picture of the unity that we can be with the young and the more established artists. And yeah, the producers too. I'm very proud of them. All of them are Jamaican. The only person on the album that's not Jamaican is Stone Boy, and he's from Ghana. So big up to him. Very good vibes in terms of trying to be the change that I want to see in the universe and Lego the Gun style of lyrics that that just embellishes the gun violence and glorifies it and gets us complacent with it. You know what I mean? I personally didn't realize I was so complacent with violence until a couple of my friends died violently, and then I started to hate those songs. Daddy Gang, who started Dirty Cop Crew, died violently, 9 shots in him. So did his little cousin, he's got his throat cut. So did a friend of mine just the other day, in December the 14th.
Okay.
He got a lot of shots, and honestly, these kids were people, first of all, Daddy Gun was a mistaken identity shooting. They shot him 9 times by mistake. That wasn't supposed to be the person. Until those things started to happen, I started to realize, I don't really like these gun tunes anymore. I've become complacent with it. You hear the gun tune in my ear, blah, blah, blah. But I didn't think about the person's family who just lost somebody that way. And then when it happened to me, and now that I have kids, I'm telling them what's right from wrong every day, you know what I mean? And so it's kind of coming through in the lyrics. So you know, for all who love that song there, and songs like Danger Zone or Protect Me with Serrani or the Mafada song, I'm Sanctified. Those songs are more meaningful songs than Lionheart as well. And just more thoughtful and more like, what can I say, more conscious vibes.
So also in that, you're bringing through your own artists, Ching, Soto Bless, you know?
It's good to see
those members of the camp on the project.
Yeah, man. And Luga, man, from Dirty Cop Crew. Yeah, man, the original camp. Big up to Rasa Jai too. These artists are around me more than the others. I would say leading up to this time, we started to do a lot of work with the other artists, and now they're around, they're here to do promotion with me. You know, on a day-to-day basis, Ching is with us, and people like Soto is always checking in. He lives in Atlanta. And another person who I really had wanted to work with on the album, who I've done songs with and toured with already, is Fambo. But he was abroad at the time when we were putting together and something kind of a little mixed up happened, and he couldn't get to do his verse in the song that I wanted to do it. So we moved on and we did our thing, but maybe, as I said, in the future we'll do an album with the other people that are in this genre that are still so amazing to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because Sean, I was surprised there wasn't a Famba, and I was surprised there wasn't a Deli Ranks as well.
Yeah, you see, for those reasons is why I'm going to revamp and do more work. As I say, I revere Charlie Blacks. I have a tune with him coming out on his album. Actually, it just dropped.
It dropped. Yeah. I've got played it. And I was like, yeah. Hey, I can understand Charlie would have wanted it because it was an EP. So he would have given his EP a lot more strength, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But there was just too much songs and, you know, I didn't want to go over a certain amount. So I'll put a second installment in for the next album. Yeah, you're right. We didn't get, even Spraga is one of the person who always supports my productions.
Yeah.
And so, I thought about that just, damn, man. You know what I mean? I didn't get to put him on there this time, but it was just so much people and, it's a good effort now, and I can tell people that are looking forward to do another one like this probably early next year, and that one will have a lot more people who I revere. There's Jamil, who I rate as a young artist.
Yes.
And a couple of the ladies, them that I didn't work with on this album. The next album has, you know, Shensi and Jada Kingdom on it.
Wow.
And also Styla G. Big up to Ty Dolla Sign. Tove Lo is on that album. People like Sia. Big up to Sia.
As I said before. I live in.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah man. Sia's his couple of girl, yeah.
Big tune we have soon come out. So that's in May, and it's called Dynamite. So that's a nice tune. Real feel-good tune, you know?
Yeah.
Other than that, I can big up Nicky Jam from the reggaeton world and people like Junior Gang, as I told you, on the album. So it's a next pack album coming right after this with a more international approach, but still hardcore dancehall tunes like production from Chimney Records and Izzy and these type of things. So good vibes.
Yeah, sure. Because I was looking at it and I said, right. And then when I was doing the research, I was like, okay, so there's no Lento on there, no Melo. And then obviously now the explanation is coming through. I can really see the vision now. And we're letting the world know that this year is going to be a huge year, you know?
Yeah, man. Mad vibes, that.
Yeah.
Mad vibes. You know where we were.
Definitely, man. Definitely. So, in this time, I mean, obviously, you're going to have to market the album a little bit different. And, you know, how does it feel not being able to say, all right, we're booking tours around the albums then, you know? And then having to social media, you know?
Yeah. That's a bit weird. Well, I've gotten used to the interviews on, like, over the internet. But to show them crazy, I've done couple shows, two for radio station. Mm. I did one appearance with Clean Bandit at one point when they did their live. I did one for Miller, a genuine draft beer, which was a private kind of vibe. And I'm about to do one with Dream Stage. Dream Stage, which they put on events. So this one is actually me and them doing it. That's coming in April 10th. That's going to be a big show. Nice vibe, because I'm actually gonna have some of the artists from this album kind of come and perform with me, which is gonna be really cool. I'm not able to do that when we're on a regular tour because they are in Timbuktu and me the Timbuktu, you know what I mean? It's like everybody have their own booking and things. So so this time around we are here, so yeah, we're going to do the hits them that people know and enough of these new tunes too.
All right. So in the creation of the album itself, give me some of the standout moments where, you know, the man them in the studio and your bossing joke and, you know.
We have the perfect one. So, News is the person who builds rhythms with me. He's also the person who takes care of my label when I'm on tour. He's Michigan's son. Michigan, from Michigan and Smiley.
Smiley, right?
So he's been a good friend of me for years and I've done recordings for him, but in about 2016, we decided to kind of clique up as Dirty Rock Money Matters Entertainment.
Yes.
So News runs the label and he was beating a drum beat. There's a 4-bar loop. And he went, do, gatu, 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 gatu. And I was like, yo, that bad. So I left it in a drum machine. And this was like probably a month later, because that was over Christmas. And then in January, I picked it back up and I was like, you always need a bass line. So I started to play the bass line. And everybody was like, yo, this is dope. I was like, you know, kind of feeling the rhythm. So I put it down for 2 more weeks. And then my brother came in the studio. And I was like, yo, we're playing him other stuff that we did. And I was like, yo, Jay, listen to this. So, you know, we played it. And he was like, whoa, this bud, you need a sample or you need something. So he started working on it. He started working on it. So until we got tired of it. So we went outside to smoke now. We outside smoking and drinking and talking and busting joke on him inside. And he's like, yo, going through these sounds from like 11 o'clock and it's now 3 o'clock in the morning, right?
Bro.
So we was like, yo, we done. We going to fuck up, right? So we went inside and we sit down beside him to give him the bad news now. And I'm like, yo, Jay, it's not a workout tonight. And we're going to pack up and probably revamp. And as I said, we're going to leave now. He went, and me and Superstar look on each other and he's like, yo, you're fired. And he gets up out of the seats and he's like, yeah, put that in the rhythm, that's it. And I kid you not, that's the same night me and Suko, this is 3:30 in the morning now. Me and Superstar putting the lyrics together. Somebody love it when you hit jump on it. Baby girl, somebody love it when you jump on it. Whoa.
Yeah.
You see me? And him coming on the Saturday, you know, sip it all. And the big voice. And we all say, whoa, this is crazy. So that was one of the most fun tunes for me to build because it just happened natural. We didn't say, let's do a song with Suko. We didn't put together, let's do this type of rhythm. It just came together very naturally. And, nice vibe.
Yeah, man.
And then later on now, the next day, Sean Anderson from Copper Shot, you know my DJ, Copper Sean, come to the studio and I was like, yo, it's 4/8 bar in the middle. And they just want something right. So, and I'm saying, yeah. And I'm going to him create and him come up with Stasha, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but no, she was like, it's family to me, you know.
Yeah. Copper.
Is when we took the picture when you guys was over here in February last year. And we was laughing because my auntie are famous auntie as well. Full world.
Yeah, that bad. Yeah. So, it's Copper that find. It's Copper that find that sample with Sasha now. That's a song, Sasha. That's Sasha's first song, you know what I mean?
Right.
She did it when she was 16 to Steely and Cleavis. So quick time, I called her up and I was like, yo, we have this tune. I know you're a Christian artist right now.
No.
But you know, we have this big tune and I played it for her and she was like, yo, you know what? Tell the honest truth, I'm not ashamed of anything I've done in my life. That was my first song ever, you know? Glory be to God, I was able to do what I did and come out of the biz and now I'm a Christian artist. You use the song, it's all good. And I caught Cleavy after that. And Cleavy clear everything for me. And
the journey we take, you know?
Yeah, man. Yeah. Everybody goes through them vibes. And so you can't hate that. You know what I mean? Yeah, for those now say, if whatever you said had been recorded and people like it, well, that's a blessing same way. You know what I mean? So, yeah. So Cleavy, I have to big up Cleavy and her. Sasha, big up Sean Anderson. Big up my brother, Jigzag. Big up News from Money Matters Entertainment and also big up Suko because that's how that whole thing came together. And as I said, it was the funnest tune.
Yeah.
And it still is. Like when I listen to it, it feels fun. You know what I mean? Man, I almost feel like Skip. you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a little boy. Like,
yeah, that's right, man. Bust to Skip.
Yeah.
Skip a two Skip.
Bust to Skip. Is it?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's good to hear. I mean, because you hear sometimes, you know, the artist is under pressure from the label to put out the album or whatever else. So when you can do it, music is a thing I always say to people here, that music is a thing that should never be stressful. It should be as joyful as possible.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah, man, it's supposed to reflect life, and life happens naturally. It unfolds naturally, you know what I mean? You can plan a lot of things in life, but you can't plan out life to full, you know what I mean? You have to just make it roll, and that's what music should be like, too. Real.
Definitely. And going back to what you were saying earlier, you know, music is the mission, not the competition, you know?
Yes, brother, yeah, man.
That's why I look on it, you know, Sean, and I said, there's been a few Izzym and Schism over here, and that's why, you know, I work with a man like Wade because me and that brother could never fall out. you know?
Yeah, bro, it's a great youth, man. Great.
You know, we have Anne in the background, and you have a little few admin people, and, you know? So,
yeah,
hey, we try and push it as best we can, you know? And
yeah, man.
Now, the album is fire around here, you know?
Salute, brother. Salute. Give thanks. Every time you guys show the support, I rate that. You know what I mean? You're far off from your territory, but you still push and wave our flag and push the culture. So we always give thanks, brother. Give thanks. Same way.
No, definitely. And as I said, you know how it go. Teamwork make the dream work. So in that, you know, Kaboom, Fahrenheit, Richie.
Yeah, man.
You know?
Yeah, man, you got the proof.
Yeah, man.
And when this all done now, we bring two some of them off of this album, man. You know, Rasta Chai them and Soto them, man. Yeah, we come show them what's going around there.
Definitely. Definitely. Cause I kinda need to link with Soto, but Rasta Chai deal with my DJ partner now. You know, as the next from my bay. So Rasta Chai deal with Kurt, so yeah, you know?
Okay.
So, yeah, man, we're kind of working, you know?
Yeah, brother.
As the team, man, you know?
Respect, man. I give thanks for that, man.
No, man, every time, Sean, every time. Because, as I said, it just gladdened my heart to see that there's only 2.5 million people in Jamaica, and yet, for an island, our culture...
We have control. We have control the place, man, I mean.
Well, after this thing now... Yeah, man, it's full powers, you know? And we just a total run the place thing, yeah.
Respect. You know, that's what we come for, you know, we are Life and Living Scarcha. So the album name, Life and Living, and the next one name, Scarcha.
We see it, man. But yeah, we're looking forward for the one in May as well, because I know that's come off the back of the Style of Style Rhythm, which is Chimney Records.
Yeah.
And
yeah, bro,
that's been a huge rhythm over here, you know?
Yeah, man, mad something. As I heard it, I was like, yo, and the first thing was try to spit on it, man, a scotcha. Everybody say, yo. So I love that one. We shoot a video for it already. I'm kind of just waiting to drop it. I shot videos for Guns and Navarone, Everest, the song Everest with me and Skilly Bang and Massacre. I shoot a video for Boom with me and Busy Signal. Shoot a video for Lionheart with just me. I'ma shoot a video for Intense Tune, cause Real Skill. So enough video soon come your way to, isn't it?
And you see the thing, what I like about that is the video done already.
Yeah, man, I'm done. I'm waiting on them to edit, you know what I mean?
Right, so no one's waiting on them to actually drop. They say, why? And you know how these things go. They can take a couple more weeks than anticipated.
Yeah,
so.
A bag of stressing. Yeah. But yeah, we're past the stressing now, right now. Blessing, see me?
There you go. You know?
Yeah, man.
Oh, boy. But Sean, so message to your fans over this side of the world, Australia, New Zealand, the South Pacific Islands.
Yeah, man. Australia, New Zealand, you don't know, this is Sean Paul. Now, the last time I was on tour, I was over that side. You were the very last time I went on a plane. See? For sure. When I left there, bro, I went through South Africa and came, went up to England and come straight home to Jamaica. I reached home about February 8th last year, and I've been here since, you know what I mean? I just want to let you know that there's two albums dropping this year. Life and Living, a hardcore dancer album, is out now. It came out on Friday, March 12th, and it's streaming on all platforms, and you know, you can go copy. There's also physical copies being printed, because people kind of love the artwork. And so there's a CD and vinyl kind of going to be available as well. And then the next album is called Scotch, and it comes out in May. Zin, so I just want to big up everybody in Australia and New Zealand tuning in. I know, sir, yeah, we waving the Jamaican flag, been flagging everybody face. Zin, so big up, enough respect. And all who's over there waving the flag for our culture too, thank you, I salute you, enough respect you.
Bless it.
I give thanks for the time, Rags, man. Give thanks, bro. Let me have it, man.
What's the best IG handle to get you on?
Is at Dirty Paul is my IG.
All right, then, brother. Yeah?
Give thanks. Yeah, salute, bro.
Respect.
Enough respect from the heart.
Link soon.
Yeah, brother.
All right, bless
Stay
up.
Stay safe, man.
Bless them, and there ain't no stress in it. Don't know this is Sean Paul, the girls, them overall. Bigging up all Australian massive locked in. to the DJ Rags and DJ Kurt on the Dancehall and Ting Radio, you know what I mean? You don't know Sean Park got to be slow. Hey, yo, it's a TV show as well, letting them know all is well. Blessing them for true. Bless them.